Minnesota today. A firefighter is killed in the wildfire burning in the San Bernardino National Forest in California. Fox's Jeff Paul, west of there in Monrovia, California, says it's another hot, dry day.
This is what's concerning firefighters. As these winds pick up, you have spot fires that reignite on the hillside, and there's really no telling where the gusts will carry the hot embers, potentially extending an already growing fire.
America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. I love it when I have good news for you, and I think you're going to like the weekend forecast as far as cooler air and more comfortable nights. For today, look for a sun and cloud mix. The rain chances are very small, maybe an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible somewhere. High in the low 80s, low tonight around 68. Tomorrow, some widely scattered showers are possible, but comfortable temperatures are on the way. High around 78 Saturday, down to 61 Saturday night. Mid-70s for a high on Sunday. Low humidity should be dry, and I think we could be in the upper 50s perhaps by Sunday night. Last official weekend of summer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help with historic low rates and an easy approval process. Your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Montgomery County Emergency Management Agency is working around the clock to clear damage from Hurricane Sally. EMA officials say they responded to more than 100 calls of downed trees. They say six homes were damaged by falling trees across the county. Governor Kay Ivey will visit some of the areas hit hardest by Hurricane Sally today. Governor Kay Ivey will do a helicopter flyover of the damage in Gulf Shores, Orange Beach, and Fort Morgan before meeting with local officials. And the Alabama Department of Public Health reports more than 128,000 confirmed coronavirus cases statewide. Health officials say more than 2,200 people have died. Statewide hospitalizations are now below 750. At least 61,000 people have now recovered from the virus. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey, folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. Starting at only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And because it's on sale now for only $22.99, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact and affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. With service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
This is Billy with AutoSave Tire and Auto. We are constantly getting calls about what we do. Well, we do it all, from oil changes to engines and transmissions. We sell almost all brands of tires, including Michelin, Cooper, Toyo, Nitto, and more. We also do those pesky check engine light and tire sensor lights. So if you need vehicle repair, tire suspension, front end alignment, brakes, water pump, or that pesky check engine light to go off, call us. AutoSave Tire and Auto in Prattville or Montgomery. Or check out our website, autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Well, not exactly. But y'all are used to me by now. As he said, I'm everyone's favorite substitute teacher. I love that. I might adopt that for the next couple times I'm here. You have April Marie Fogle hanging out with you. Joey Clark keeping me out of trouble.
Certainly.
Or at least attempting to.
Trying.
Carolyn has been patiently waiting on the line. How's it going, Carolyn?
Fine, thank you, April Marie. I just wanted to say something. You've covered this several days ago, but I couldn't get in at that time, but it needs to be said again, I guess.
Yes, ma'am.
This was not said on that time in the discussion, but they put on the local news a couple of nights ago that, you know, on the census, but everybody who has not turned in their information yet, then the time's run out, of course, we know that. But we lose $1,600. Our state loses $1,600 a person. That's a lot of money.
Thank you so much, Carolyn. I appreciate that.
So I just wanted to pass that by again, and for anybody who maybe didn't hear the program. But y'all are doing a great job, and Joey always does a great job. And Joey, by the way, put my name into the Sweet Creek, please.
That's a lady after my own heart.
Carolyn, what's your month and day of birth?
Okay,
12/12. Very good.
Yeah. All right. Well, we've got just over an hour and a half left before that drawing. So if you have not gotten in so far, 272-9228. Carolyn, I do appreciate you bringing the census back up because I will take a minute to do my census rant and rave. I feel like I should be doing it every day until it's over. But then someone's going to think they're paying me and they are not. It takes so little time. How long did it take you to do yours?
About like 3 minutes, 2 minutes or something like that. I just did on the computer, but I'm glad you brought that up too, April Marie, because they even point out that if you want to, you can just go right up there to Eastdale Mall, and they have a table set up out there in the common area, and they will help you, you know, fill it out and everything, and it said it's nothing to it, it just takes 2 or 3 minutes and stuff like that, and so that's another easy way. And then of course you can do it online, or you can call them. I think you can call it in or something like that. You probably know more about that than I do, but they did mention that about going to Eastdale Mall. If you know, a lot of people drop in up there, stuff like, you know, Honey is Shopping and stuff, and so just run by there and do that. It's just so important. $1,600 a person, that's a lot of money that we're losing. And we, if anybody, you know, we're called a poor state. We really are. We just don't, you know, we don't have the resources that a lot of us have.
And I downloaded a list the other day of the things that are determined by census. And among them are money for, of course, roads and bridges, public transit. A lot of people don't think about public transportation because we don't use it. And I'm one of those people. I haven't used public transportation since I lived in D.C. And before that, I only used it when I was a college student.
That's the metro, right?
But yes. Yeah, I used the metro. I used to walk to a bus station, take a bus from just outside my apartment complex to the metro station, take the train. And I loved it. I'd play Sudoku and talk to my dad. Sure. That's what I did. Sure. But at any rate, if people are using the public transportation, they need that. That means they don't have a vehicle for whatever reason. They share a vehicle with their spouse or they live with their parents. So people who need it, need it. We have school lunches and school infrastructure. There are so many things determined by the census, and it takes 3 minutes. You can do your census at Alabama2020census.com. That's Alabama, spelled out, 2020. CENSUS.com. And or as Carolyn said, there are locations you can go to do your census. But please do your census. It only takes a couple minutes.
Thank you, April Marie. Y'all have a great day.
I appreciate it. Carolyn, I really do appreciate that call because it is so easy to do. And it's not just the money. I know you guys may or may not care about the congressional seat we could lose. Although, at the end of the day, if and when we lose a congressional seat, it will be District 1, District 2, more than likely. It will be one of the new congressmen because the incumbents are going to, you know, hold tight to their seats. But if you're living in this area, you're in the highest likelihood to have your seat reconfigured.
Now, Barry Moore is that. District 2 is, I think, the one really up for grabs.
Well,
and I don't mean electoral politics. I'm worried about losing that district.
If you are listening in this listening audience, there is a good chance if our census numbers don't rise, and by we, I mean the state of Alabama, census numbers don't rise, we will lose a congressional seat, and this one's on the chopping block. We have a caller hanging out on the line. Hello, Chris. How's it going?
pretty good. How are y'all doing this afternoon?
Doing well.
Well, y'all were talking about the being polite and holding the door, and I wanted to confirm that you have more faith in human beings. I was raised the same way you were, and I'll hold the door for anybody I see walking in or out, and if I come up there first, I'll hold it for everybody.
I feel like you should. I feel like it's a politeness thing, too. If I am walking through the door and I see someone either with children behind me or a senior, I hold the door open. Yeah. And even in COVID day, I'll turn around so I'm not breathing on them, but still hold the door.
Yeah, I hold the door for everybody. It's not just women. It's like if somebody's coming up behind me, like I'll hold the door.
I don't hold it for men. That's just weird. That's just like, I also, here's an oddity about me. Here, you guys can all, as you collect random facts about April Marie, I don't drive men. If we are driving somewhere, and even if we're taking my vehicle, so we're going to pick something up, Joey. You've got your tiny car.
I can drive your B&B.
You can drive my big Suburban.
Oh, nice. Yeah,
because,
sure.
You know, so we need to take my big car as opposed to your little car somewhere. Sure. I'm handing you the keys. I'm not driving you. That's just weird. Women shouldn't, and this is one of the, women shouldn't drive men. It's that, like, you're in control, you're the protector, you drive me.
I don't think much of it in the sense that it's your car, it's your choice, it's your car.
No.
But sure, yeah, I'll drive.
No. I definitely am a big fan. I think it's weird. When I see women drive men, it's one of those oddities where I'm like, put the guy in the driver's seat. Literally. Do it, guys. Chris, I appreciate you being a gentleman. Don't stop, even if the liberals scowl.
Also, have you ever heard of the clip from Jerry Clower where he was trying to be polite to the lady in the past where, you know, ma'am, take my seat?
No.
You ought to look it up on YouTube, but basically, you know, she was trying to be a feminist and say, no, sir, you know, you take this seat. And, you know, Jerry Clower turned around and said, no, ma'am, mom taught me better. She would turn over in the grave. And, you know, he forced her to take the seat, though, gave her the chair to let her sit in the chair. But, you know, it's clean and everything. If you can ever look it up and find it on YouTube, but you would absolutely love it.
All right. I will look that up. I love it when they say my mama raised me right. One day, I will have considered myself a success in life if my children believe their mama raised them right. And if the world looks at them that way, if they use their good manners, if they are respectful to military and law enforcement, if they go on to contribute to the world in some way, mama raised them right, and I will feel really good about myself. Everything else I do is extemporaneous. Whether I entertain you on the radio, I work things through the legislature, through my C4 policy initiatives, it's the kids. If I raise my kids right, I will feel like I've been a success. That will define my life in my book. All right. Well,
yes,
thank you for calling, Chris. I really appreciate it.
Y'all have a good afternoon and a good weekend.
Thank you. As I said, I will be going to the zoo this weekend. That is on my agenda. We do love the zoo.
I remember my zoo visits when I was a wee little boy and with mom in particular, but mom and dad. And yeah, fond memories. You're making good memories of that, April Marie.
It's one of those things. So when I moved to Alabama, for those who may have wondered, and I haven't told this story on air during this hour before, when I moved to Alabama, people go, how did you end up here? And the short version of a long story is I have a small group of college girlfriends, and we're kind of spread out a little bit more now. It started with 5 of us. It's gone down to 4. One got married and kind of stopped doing our trips. But we do these annual trips. We have this ongoing text theme. We are just kind of we've become sisters, if you will. And one of the sisters lives in Birmingham. One lives in Atlanta. One lives in Colorado now. She just moved from Jacksonville, Florida. One lives in Gainesville. At any rate, one lived in Birmingham. And so we had my baby shower when I was pregnant with my daughter in Birmingham because it was where we could all meet. And I said I wanted to not go back to work immediately, that I was thinking about taking a significant amount of time off. I had saved up. And I was getting a little worn out. I was working for a member of Congress from Arizona. So I was constantly going D.C., Arizona, D.C., Arizona, D.C., Arizona. And I'd done that all the way, you know, for several years. And I had done that through my pregnancy. And so my friend says, you should move here to Birmingham. You can take off more time because your money will last longer here in Birmingham. And we laughed about it and talked about it and kind of joked, and it was like this ongoing little thing. And one day on her way to work, she saw a house that was within walking distance. I mean, it took maybe a total of 25 house doors down from her. And she took a picture of it. And in one of my... later in life, I will have absolutely no explanation, but I wired her money that afternoon and I rented a house in Birmingham. And I thought, I'll spend 1 year in Birmingham and then go either back to D.C. or go back to Florida for politics. And that was 7.5 years ago, and I have since purchased a house in Birmingham. So I am clearly not going anywhere. So that is how I ended up in Alabama. When I first moved here, I knew her, that one person. And so when she was at work during the day, I would just, me and my baby would go to the zoo. So the zoo was my second home back then. So anyway, that's my story. Home Skillet is on the line. How's it going, Home Skillet?
Hey, April Marie, how you doing?
I'm good.
Good. You were talking about men should drive women. And that's all. My wife and I, we always drive no matter which vehicle we take. And but it's weird that you brought that up, because every time I see a woman driving a man, I just naturally think, I mean, I don't want to judge anybody, but I'm thinking, you know, this guy done lost his license or something. I mean, it's probably not the case, but that's just the way it seems.
I think the same thing, Home Skillet. I think, did he get a DUI? Well, there is no other excuse for that man to be letting a woman drive him around. If you have the legal permission and the right, the ability to drive, put yourself behind the steering wheel. I do every now and again not allow uncle, which is we call him uncle. He's my best guy friend. If I'm in a hurry, I will take the keys from uncle, which he knows means something, because he drives so slow and carefully. Because it's like me and the kids are precious cargo. Mm-hmm. So he drives like an old lady, and it drives me bonkers. So if we're going somewhere and I'm like, I want to get there before dinner, I will occasionally take the keys and break my own rule. But by and large, I will always prefer a man to drive.
Yeah, and also when you drive too slow like that, you can become a hazard as well.
Yeah, well, I found that, again, I'm driving back and forth. The people who drive slow in the left lane, cut it out. It's now illegal, by the way. But please stop doing it. Get out of that left lane. There ain't no reason for you to be there. Well,
you guys still doing the Mortgage Corporation of the South drawing?
That one will start back next week, hopefully, or the week after that. But we are doing the Sweet Creek.
When Dan comes back, that'll start back.
Okay, well, I'll get back when Dan comes back. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
Thank you. Tom online too. How's it going, Tom?
How you doing? First off, 110.
Okay, got it. Joey gave me a thumbs up.
All right. We're talking about with ladies driving guys around. My ex-girlfriend, I was not allowed to drive her car. If we drove around with her car, she had to drive. She was a driver.
Are you just a bad driver?
No. If I drove my car, I would drive, she'd be riding, no problem. But, her car, her drive, that's it. I'm not allowed to.
Well, so, I'm silently judging her, but I won't do so on air. I really do feel like men need to drive.
Yeah, it's no big deal. I didn't really mind, I get to look around a little better. I can look around and see buildings that I get to see while I'm driving, because I got to watch the road. So that's one good thing about, being in the passenger seat.
Well, it's color me old fashioned, but I much prefer the guy drive. Well, thanks for calling, Tom.
Thank you.
We are about to take a break. Before we do
break, there was another caller. He couldn't go on air. He couldn't wait, but he had a deep, booming baritone voice, a little bit of gravel to it, like he's lived some life, and he wanted me to ask you. One of them say driving to Oklahoma with the wife.
And you're taking
turns.
To go
see my son. Yeah, and we're taking turns.
That's okay. Because you're doing, the person might need to rest or take a break. But if you're going, you and I are hanging out one afternoon and we got to go pick something up. We're taking my car. Hmm. You're driving. If you and I are going out on a date and you come to my house, you're driving. It's an odd thing, but the man's driving. You are the.
I promise you, I won't get alligator arms at the dinner table. Like, oh, T-Rex arms! I can't reach the check. Sorry.
I have no. I don't. Okay, I know. I don't even reach for it. I don't. And now, if I'm out with a friend, I'll reach for it. But if I'm on a date, you're paying, dude. That's just the way it goes. I took all the time to look pretty. You're paying for dinner. That's just the way it's going. Now, if a guy suggests we split it, I am happy to do so. I'm just not going out with you again. That's my rule on that, as crazy as that sounds. Call me old-fashioned. You've got April Marie Fogel here, and I will be right back after this break.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
A Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414.
That's 241-6414.
Come on, boy. Finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
No one likes a messy situation. When dealing with an unruly septic tank, things can get messy quick. Alabama Septic Services offers competitive pricing and high-quality service, as well as rapid response times. Your go-to for residential and commercial septic tank installation, maintenance, and pumping, as well as field line replacement and installation. They also offer commercial services such as car wash cleaning and dirt pit cleaning. Give Jimmy at Alabama Septic Services a call at 334-264-8184.
This is your roving reporter. Today I'm speaking with the Loch Ness Monster.
Hello!
Now, you live out here in the Loch.
Well, it's really a lake.
But they call it a Loch.
Yeah, lake, Loch, whatever floats your boat.
And being an aquatic creature, you probably don't have many places to keep your money.
Well, I used to keep it in the lake.
Loch.
Yeah, whatever. But it got kind of soggy, so I decided to make a change.
Where do you keep your money now?
My friend David Ernest looks after my money for me.
Really?
Yeah, really. I just call him at 279-7431, and he takes care of the rest. I never have to leave the lake.
Loch.
Whatever.
So your advice to everyone and creatures like yourself?
Call David Ernest at 279-7431, and he will take care of your money for you. He will lock it in.
Don't you mean lake it in?
Well, now, that's just stupid.
Call David Ernest, 279-7431. Mind if I ask you a question?
Oh, no, go ahead, shoot.
Do you know Bigfoot?
I think we're friends on Facebook.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Dan Morris Show.
The Dan Morris Show with your guest host, April Marie Fogel. Today, Monday, Tuesday. That might be it for me. You might get your normal teacher back. We will see. Dan is feeling well. He is recovering. I want him to take care of himself. You got to come up 2 flights of stairs. And that, to me, is a challenge anyway on a normal day. So we'll see how things go. We have been discussing all sorts of hot topics today. I came across a story. Kroger, the grocery store, sued for allegedly firing workers who refused to wear the rainbow symbol. The suit says the ex-employees hold a, quote, religious belief that homosexuality is a sin and accuses the supermarket chain of religious discrimination. Are you ready for what's probably going to be my unpopular opinion?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a right to work at Kroger.
No, I agree with that.
Just like you don't have a right to work at Hobby Lobby. If liberals want to work at Hobby Lobby, they have to do so understanding that Hobby Lobby isn't going to pay for their birth control. If you go to work at a Catholic school or a church, you have to understand you're going to have to abide by their rules. If you work at Kroger and Kroger insists their employees wear a standard, in this case, apron, that has a flag on it, you can go find a job somewhere else. And that is the way that a free market works. And I understand that there are some exceptions to be made, but by and large, the flag symbol, I don't know that you can quit your job over that or that you can sue somebody. It will be interesting to see. This is different than the baker who wouldn't bake a cake used for a gay or lesbian wedding, in that, again, they were asking them to wear an apron that had a rainbow symbol on it. And the individual said that this was an endorsement of the LGBTQ community, and they wouldn't do it. What do you think, Joey?
I'm sorry, I was taking a call there. I heard the beginning. The general idea, yes, when you sign up to work for somebody, you have free speech rights, but it's the same argument over, say, NFL players and the field. And so if the NFL's down with the cause now like they are this year, that's one thing. But if you start making the playing field, which is a product at the end of the day, it's entertainment, a place for your latest political message, that can hurt the product. And so if you're at Kroger and they're trying to put out a certain message and certain branding and you're not down with the cause, then don't work at Kroger.
Yeah, that's where I am. And this isn't the first time this issue's come up. I've seen pharmacists who don't want to give certain medications. And again, if you work at a pharmacy and there isn't another pharmacist on duty who can fill a prescription, you have an obligation as a medical professional to do so. We have a caller on the line who's calling in. It is Maggie. Hello, Maggie. What are your thoughts on this issue?
I got a question for you.
I might have an answer.
Did they say they wouldn't pay for birth control or pay? I'm talking about Hobby Lobby, the green. Did they say they wouldn't pay for birth control or they wouldn't pay into that deal that was, you know, where the babies were destroyed, you know?
They are not paying for birth control. I would assume that that would also include the abortion pill, but they will not pay for contraception.
I didn't hear that. I've just heard that they wouldn't pay for the pill to abort babies.
No, Hobby Lobby. So it went all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court ruled in a 5-4 decision the government cannot require certain employers to provide insurance coverage that includes, say, a contraceptive.
I wish they had done that because a lot of people need that.
Well, and again, it comes back to if you are looking for an employer who's going to provide an insurance that covers things you need, then, you know, there are plenty of options that don't include Hobby Lobby. And so critics called it an assault on women's right. I'm looking at a time.com story here. But it says that your employer does not have an obligation to provide contraceptives. And here's the thing. There are a lot of places that do provide contraceptives at low or minimum cost. And so at the end of the day, there should never be anyone in our nation who says, I don't have the ability to get contraceptives, because there are all sorts of charities or other things that do this. But again, I support Hobby Lobby, and just like I support Kroger. If Kroger wants to say this is a part of our uniform, you have to wear it, then you don't have to be employed at Kroger. I went into Starbucks, as I do. If you're a frequent listener, you know this. I go into Starbucks minimum once a day, sometimes twice. And they're wearing Black Lives Matter shirts. And I asked the employee about it, and they said it is one of our options. And I thought that was thoughtful. They're not requiring employees to wear the shirts, but they have the option to get one in addition to their standard Starbucks attire. Kroger clearly didn't allow for that, and now they're being sued. And again, where I'm coming from, you have a choice of where you work, and you don't have to work somewhere if you don't like their uniform.
I am surprised that Starbucks said that, because they're a very liberal company.
They are a very liberal company, but again, they're not requiring their employees to wear the Black Lives Matter, although they do require their employees to take diversity training and that sort of thing. I do not believe that's optional. I believe you have to sit through a lesson about your white privilege, whether you want to or not, but apparently you don't have to wear the T-shirt. So there's something. Thanks.
I am surprised. Excuse me a moment. That the Supreme Court threw that in there about because the Greens are from Oklahoma, and that's where I'm from originally. And yes, they are very conservative people, but they don't, I mean, it's not like they don't believe in birth control, because they do. But I am surprised. I believe the Supreme Court threw that in there.
I think they were of the same understanding, as you don't have a right to work at Hobby Lobby, and while there are protected classes, there aren't protected medications, and you can choose somewhere else.
Oh.
All right.
They have never done that before. See, that's the reason why I'm asking, and kind of convinced.
Well, you can look up, let me tell you the name, I just closed it, but if you'll stay tuned, I'll tell you the name of the Hobby Lobby case, so you can look it up. Actually, and if you're on social media, are you on Facebook or Twitter?
I'm on Facebook.
Okay, if you're on Facebook, go to @APrylMarie, that's @APrylMarie, and I'll put the Hobby Lobby decision on there.
Okay, I want to know whether they done it or whether Supreme Court threw it in there.
No. Hobby Lobby made it a rule. Somebody sued them, and the Supreme Court sided with Hobby Lobby.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So it's Burwell versus Hobby Lobby.
I live back there. I've only been in Alabama for close to 4.5 years now. But in Alabama, I mean, I knew back in Oklahoma, they weren't fighting that, but they were fighting the abortion.
Well, this is Hobby Lobby. Again, I'll put the decision on my Facebook. But I appreciate you calling, Maggie. We've got two other callers on the line.
Thank you.
All right. We are going to go to a break. And when we get back, Debbie, we'll get to you. And the new caller, we'll get to you in just a minute. You've got April Marie Fogel here filling in for Dan Morris. Stay tuned.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, bada bada bada.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-3784, Equal Housing Lender.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. If you've been around Montgomery as long as I have, you may recall calling Bernie for all your typewriter needs. Well, we've evolved past typewriters, even though our experienced techs can still fix them. Bernie's now a member of the Xerox Business Solution with offices throughout the Southeast. Bernie is more than just a local copier company you have trusted for over 55 years. We have become specialists in remote worker, learning transition technology, and digital marketing campaigns. Did you know that Xerox provides managed IT services? With over 30 years of nationwide experience delivering industry-leading IT services, we are poised to help your organization get the most value from your technology investment. Whether your focus is printing systems, local network support, or leveraging the power of the cloud, Xerox has the resources and know-how to get your organization on the cutting edge. Give us a call at 271-4750 or on my cell at 201-0199.
Horton Wholesale in Montgomery is hiring immediately for a part-time position in their wholesale floral operation. Must have a good driving record. Call 262-0920 for more information. Horton Wholesale, 262-0920.
Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar, and I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
I'm Chris Foster. Early in-person voting starts today in Minnesota, South Dakota, Virginia, and Wyoming. A new poll shows 54% of Americans plan to vote before Election Day in person or by mail.
A new Associated Press NORC poll shows that overall 39% of registered voters say they will vote by mail. And that rise, according to the poll, is skewed toward backers of Joe Biden.
Fox's Jeff Manasso, 57% of Trump supporters say they'll vote in person November 3rd. The president and Joe Biden campaign in Minnesota today. A firefighter is killed in the wildfire burning in the San Bernardino National Forest in California. Fox's Jeff Paul, west of there in Monrovia, California, says it's another hot, dry day.
This is what's concerning firefighters. As these winds pick up, you have spot fires that reignite on the hillside, and there's really no telling where the gusts will carry the hot embers, potentially extending an already growing fire.
America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. I love it when I have good news for you, and I think you're going to like the weekend forecast as far as cooler air and more comfortable nights. For today, look for a sun and cloud mix. The rain chances are very small, maybe an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible somewhere. High in the low 80s, low tonight around 68. Tomorrow, some widely scattered showers are possible, but comfortable temperatures are on the way. High around 78 Saturday, down to 61 Saturday night. Mid-70s for a high on Sunday. Low humidity should be dry, and I think we could be in the upper 50s perhaps by Sunday night. Last official weekend of summer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at Brubaker.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
The Dan Morris Show.
Conversations Joey and I are having offline, you guys. All right, So for those of you who were listening in on that last segment, we were talking Hobby Lobby. I went ahead and put that decision on my Facebook. That's at April Marie, APRYLMARIE. Some of you have added me on the other Facebook. You have to meet me in person, which if I continue to come on the channel at some point in non-COVID days, I'll meet you out at like Sweet Creek or something, okay? You can put a face to the name. We can all hang out, do some elbow bumps. It'll be great. But I like to meet you in person before I add you on my personal page, because that's where I get, as you can imagine, personal. That's where I do my little, this is what I look like in the morning when I wake up. This is what my kids did today. So don't get offended if I didn't add you there. Add me on the one I mentioned, at April Marie, and we talk. I message you back if you message me. Lots of fun. We got Debbie, who's been patiently waiting. How's it going, Debbie?
Good. How are you doing, April Marie?
I'm really good today. I'm in a good mood today.
Well, you sound like you are. You always seem to be.
Thank you.
I mean, you're with Joey. How could you not be?
How could you not be in a good mood hanging out with Joey? That is a fair point.
You are so sweet. You should tell some people I know.
Well, I think everybody knows, but I wanted to say that this thing with Hobby Lobby, there was one with Chick-fil-A, and unfortunately the one with the bakery didn't work out. But it makes me feel good to know that
didn't the bakery finally end up? No, the bakery finally won. I believe the U.S. Supreme Court.
Okay.
The Supreme Court ruled that the cake was a form of art. So maybe that doesn't extend to all businesses. It was a very narrow ruling because the baker was able to prove that his cake, rather than being a product, was a piece of art. Art, therefore, protected by the First Amendment, and they saved him that way. It was a roundabout way, but I'm okay with it.
And he was willing to sell pre-made cakes, like generic cakes. It was just the doing the
art. It was
artwork.
The art. Yeah. So we the good guys won that one.
Well, you know, for some people to cry about foul play, whether it be Kroger's or whatever it might be, I have a right. So you have to do this. Well, there are plenty of other places to work. So yeah. I agree with y'all totally on that. And it's not always that we win, the other side wins, but when we do, consider it a big victory.
I do. And I don't want to undermine the wins we have. I don't want to undermine the wins we get by fighting for this. You know what I mean? And I feel like if we were to fight for one's ability not to wear a flag, we'd have to, it's fighting against our own interest.
Well, it's just that, you know, it depends on the situation. And everybody's not right and everybody's not wrong. But sometimes these things like Hobby Lobby, that's not just a matter of I like red and you like blue.
Correct.
It's got substance to it, and I just don't think that people should be allowed to bully because I want this, I deserve this, and you give me this.
Oh, you say the word bully. We are in a bullying society, in a bullying time right now. People do believe they can bully you into changing your beliefs or invalidating your beliefs, and it is infuriating.
But you know, the ones that talk the loudest make the biggest stink sometimes. They get the most attention in the news. But that doesn't mean that you're right. It doesn't mean you should get your way. If it goes to the Supreme Court, which they can't hear everything, but if they get to some of these cases, you know, it kind of proves the point to me that you're not in charge. It's you're stepping on other people's rights.
Yeah. Well,
and freedom.
I appreciate you calling in, Debbie. Thank you so much. Is
there
anything you wanted to ask Joey?
I want to give Joey my birthday.
There you
go. Okay. What's that month and day of birth?
10/31.
Okay, all right, Debbie.
Everybody,
enjoy the show. Thank you all.
Thank you so much. We've got about an hour left. If you are interested in getting in that Sweet Creek, and everybody should, because if I could, I would. But they don't let me because they gave me a mic to talk into. We've got Charlie on the line. How's it going, Charlie?
Hey, April Marie. I've got a question for you, hon. You seem like a super sweet young lady, and you're doing an excellent job with Dan being gone. I just wanted to share that with you, but I do want to ask you a question.
I might have an answer for you. By the way, my daughter was, I considered Charlie for my daughter's name. Go ahead.
Well, thank you very much. I kind of have the answer. You know, one of the things that you've got to think about in this day and time is like, and you know, you was talking about going to Starbucks and such as that, them wearing the Black Lives Matter shirts and stuff. You've got to think about how much of the how much is donated to the Marxist group, Black Lives Matter, from Starbucks. Now, and you made a point that they were liberal. They're very, very liberal.
They actually were headquartered out of the district that the very first member of Congress I worked for was from.
They support Planned Parenthood. They support all that stuff. It to me, I'm not throwing this at you, but I'm saying to me in general, those thing is, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. We've got to the people that claim to be, conservative, Republican, libertarian, and such as that. We have got to stand for our rights, because that is how these people get a foothold on our country, is that we support these businesses that donate.
I see where you're going with this. There are times and places in which I feel the same way. It's almost like you're voting with your pocketbook, right?
You're exactly right. But you've got to be consistent with it, or it's hypocritical.
Well,
that's the way I look at it personally.
Well, here's where, and again, somebody called in earlier this week and asked me if I'd canceled my Netflix subscription because of cuties.
Oh, yeah.
And I have not.
That's disgusting.
Cuties is actually had a very, very level-minded, and we got a break coming up here in a little bit, but I had a very, very level-minded liberal friend who watched Cuties, and I'm going to read his assessment a little later in the show, because it was one of the most thoughtful assessments of the situation and of the movie that I've seen. In terms of supporting businesses, I particularly will go to Hobby Lobby because I support their mission. I will particularly eat at Outback Steakhouse because they're conservatives. There are a number of entities in which I will go out of my way to support, because Chick-fil-A being one of them. Starbucks is a guilty pleasure, and I Starbucks supported and Starbucks supported the Congresswoman Jennifer Dunn I worked for, and then Sheriff Reichert after her, the Republican who took her spot when she retired. So I give Starbucks a pass. I also have come to build a relationship, a friendship with my Starbucks baristas, in which they know I am very conservative. I don't worry about them doing anything crazy because of it. But even my Starbucks barista here on Zelda Road, those guys see me every single morning. If you are listening to me on air, to the right of me is a Starbucks coffee cup. And they know me. They know that I'm on air. They know that I'm a conservative. I think they've even tuned in once or twice since I've been here this week. There are times in which I'm like, this is disgusting. I cannot support it. Starbucks isn't one of those. Although, I do roll my eyes and mock them for some of their policies. But I give myself some leeway. I give myself some grace when it comes to my coffee. If other coffee places would develop a drive-through or an app as good as Starbucks, I would switch over to it. But for right now, they've got the market cornered.
Can I say one last thing?
Yes,
of course. We need to get you on News Talk Radio. You do a fantastic job, and you need to be part of that organization, because the whole thing is good, and you keep things going. And I think it's that Starbucks coffee that gets you high.
I sure appreciate that vote of confidence, Charlie. I do have a note here in front of myself to slow down, because I am a fast talker. But, I am the only, on days where I get to carry the shows by myself, and I was saying this is this week put me over the top in terms of 20 shows I've done by myself, I am the only female standalone talk radio host in the state of Alabama for the conservative side. There are several that co-host. There's Matt and Ani in Birmingham, and there's there used to be two girls, and now there's a girl and a guy. There's another couple, but I am the only standalone female host in the state of Alabama. So Charlie, from your lips to God's ears, that I can manage my own show one day.
Well, you do a great job.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, everybody. You have April Marie Fogle here. Joey, we are headed into a break. When we come back, we are going to listen to a Texas representative, Chip Roy, talk about some law enforcement officers. And we're going to talk about that. Because here's the thing. I will always, if you missed this memo earlier in the week, I will always back the blue. I will always stand by our boys and our ladies and gentlemen in the uniform. You've got April Marie Fogle here filling in for Dan Morris. Right after this break.
The Dan Morris Show. Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
It's that time of year again, where an afternoon thunderstorm can pop out of nowhere, bringing damaging winds and power outages. At Spire, we know life doesn't stop just because the power did. Thankfully, you can depend on natural gas water heaters and stoves no matter how long the power is out. And right now, get up to a $600 rebate when you switch from an electric water heater at spireenergy.com/rebates. Now that's fuel for good.
Hey, this is Steve Kirkpatrick for Big Block Designs. We are a state-licensed drafting company located here in Wetumpka. We draw residential and commercial blueprints for new builds, additions, remodels, or renovations. And that includes those as-builts or building mapping for those projects with no blueprints. So if COVID got you staying at home and you got that fever to remodel the kitchen, the bathroom, or the garage, or even start from scratch, then give us a call and let us draw what you dream. You can look us up on Facebook, Instagram, Alignable, or LinkedIn, or even our own website at bigblockdesigns.com. Have a better day.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello, everyone. You have April Marie Fogle here filling in for Dan Morris. Today, Monday, Tuesday, Dan's going to try to come back Wednesday. We are playing it all by ear. I very much enjoy being with you. So thank you again for the calls, the comments, the social media likes. It has really been I have guest hosted in Huntsville for two different time slots, Birmingham, two different time slots. And this is my first time hosting here in Montgomery. And by far, you guys have been the best audience. So give yourselves a pat on the back. Go to Sweet Creek, buy yourself a big cookie. You are amazing, and I enjoy you so much. Marty has been patiently holding. How's it going, Marty?
Hey, good afternoon, April Marie and Joey. Listen, I'm late getting in. First of all, let me say, hope Dan, is doing well. Look forward to getting him back. And April Marie, I have listened to you over the last, week or two, and you do an outstanding job.
I appreciate that so much.
Of course, Joey always does an outstanding job.
I don't know about that, Marty.
The check is in the mail, Marty.
Well, hey, I got it, and you guys may have discussed this already, but what is, and if you have, I'm sorry, what about the bombshell? To me, it is, it came out earlier, I guess this morning or late last night, with the mayor of Nashville. Have you guys talked about that?
That is on my list of things to talk about today. I mentioned I mentioned it yesterday.
Yeah.
Can I tell y'all? See, this is the problem, okay? This is why people do not trust what's coming out in terms of COVID, because you have bureaucrats and elected officials manipulating data, hiding data, misrepresenting data and information for political purposes, and it's wrong. It's outright wrong. I don't trust. Now, I'm going to wear a mask everywhere I go. I'm going to abide by social distancing. I'm going to do my part. But let me tell you, I do not trust the information. I do not trust the numbers. I don't trust the data. I don't trust the statistics. I just don't. It's all falling apart around us. Marty, I'm going to bring up those Nashville emails, because there really are just amazing.
Well, I know. Of course, it's a Democratic mayor. You know, let me throw that in there. But yeah, look, this political. It's got to be. I mean, come on. I mean, let's keep everything closed and everybody miserable, and you know, don't send kids back to school, and let's hope that helps defeat Trump. I mean, it's so obvious. I mean, they don't even try to hide it anymore. But anyway, I just thought that was just unreal because I've been to Nashville many, many times. You know, so many restaurants and all the great restaurants and bars and you name it. Oh my gosh, can you imagine if people have been devastated by these strict, you know, rules up there? It's crazy. But
it is one of those things where I believe, again, and this goes back to some things transcend politics. I mean, partisan lines. Are we going to vote for a Republican or a Democrat? Maybe you just primary the person. But these elected officials responsible for COVID craziness or riot looting, arson craziness, they need to be voted out. This is one of those situations where it is incumbent upon the voters to get their act together and get these people out of office.
Absolutely. Amen. Hey, and just real quick, I want to say this, and I'll drop off, but Chip Roy, I actually have a family member that's on his staff. He's a great guy. Her family lives in Auburn, but she's related. She's our niece, but... But anyway, he's a great guy. So, hey, can I get in the Sweet Creek?
There you go. Too?
What's that month and date of birth?
2/3.
All right.
All right, guys.
Thank
Have a great
you so
weekend.
Much, Marty. Hey, Duke, thanks for being patient and holding on. How's it going?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm good today. I'm very good today, actually.
You're doing a great job. I had a question. Why do they think that the mail-in voting is... in Joe Biden's favor, because I got a bad feeling about that.
So usually, and I guess it depends on the state, but usually, and I'll have to look up Alabama because I'm more familiar with Florida. Usually mail-in ballots are elderly, disabled, veterans, and those used to skew conservative. I think COVID might affect, might change that, the fear of going to the polls, but... I wonder if there's something to it this year where Trump's initial objections, which were two, by the way, his initial objections were to states that were mailing ballots to everyone, right? Opposed to what we have here in Alabama, which is safe and secure voting by absentee. And now you can even go vote right now. I've seen people doing it. It's been on my social media timelines. You can go vote today. If you did not know that, you can go cast your ballot today. And I'm not talking about mailing in. You can go into an elections office and cast your ballot. But I think that the fear is that Trump discouraged conservatives from doing it so much for a moment that maybe it will harm us. But I'm telling you, I in the state of Alabama, I am confident if you abide by the dates and guidelines set by the Secretary of State's office and you vote by mail, your ballot will be cast, and it will be cast correctly, and it will be counted. If you have any doubt about your ability to do so, go vote now or show up on election day. But vote.
What about these other states that besides Alabama? Do you think there's some cheating that can be going on?
Well, you know, here's the thing. Absentee ballots and absentee elections can be manipulated. I have seen it happen. You know, look at North Carolina. In North Carolina, several years ago, they had to redo a congressional race because of this. I've been down in Miami where ballot harvesting is a real thing, right? You have an entire apartment complex, and somebody goes and helps every single person request an absentee ballot, and then someone else goes the days they... alerts you the day they arrive. Somebody else shows up knocks on your door and helps you fill that out. Fraud is real, and it's not necessarily the kind where dead people are voting. It can be as simple as you, Duke, walk into a nursing home the day the ballots get there, and you offer to help all the nice old seniors who maybe shouldn't even be voting because they don't have all their faculties about them. You offer to help them with their ballots. That's as much fraud as anything else, right?
Right.
Or you coerce somebody who doesn't know better, your 18-year-old son. Well, son, let's talk about this. I'm just going to bubble these in for you. There are different in the types of fraud we're talking about. I am not as worried as some conservatives are about this election. I feel like, if anything,